Okay, I've been wanting to make these spring rolls for a long time, and I always thought it was difficult and you had to be wicked precise. And I have a really tough time following recipes and having the proper ingredients, and it panned out with all those things being the reality with this video. So, using Google for insight, Steamy Kitchen, I used her recipe and her blog post, and I, you know, for the most part, didn't follow it, but it, again, came out perfect. I mean, I want to make more right now. Okay, so tablespoon of, what did I use? I don't remember. I think I used sesame. Yeah, okay, yeah. Tablespoon of sesame seed oil, like a slice of onion, chopped up cabbage, and her, you should definitely read and dig through her blog post, and I'll link it, because she really goes into making a really nice spring roll. But I just kind of chopping, I was, after I chopped all this, I was like, this is not chopped as finely as hers, and it totally worked out, for real. So, cook some onion, throw some cabbage in there and cook that too. You can put in other stuff, obviously, other items that you have, maybe some sliced carrots. A dash of that stuff. You can put as much or as little as you'd like. From looking at her recipe, I think she put a lot more. Like, I think she put like oyster sauce and all sorts of stuff. So hers had more flavor according to the recipe, but the end result on these, freaking perfect. Like, so fucking good. Even though I didn't go all crazy with ingredients, kept it pretty minimal and it worked out well. I'm guessing I made 14 and they're pretty decent sized, and they're egg free, so they're definitely vegan. I would like to think that it cost maybe $2? I don't know. No, because the oil. Maybe like $3 or something like that. Less than $4 to make 14 spring rolls that are really fucking good. Let's see what else. So put whatever you want in there. Cook everything pretty soft so that way it, you know, gets pouched really well in the spring roll. You could put fresh ginger, but now that I own powdered ginger, apparently I've become really lazy. So I put some powdered ginger. I probably put a teaspoon or even 2 teaspoons, but I only show a small amount. According to her recipe, because she uses a lot more liquid, she lays it out on a baking sheet to cool and let the excess liquid run off. I didn't have any runoff, but I did let it cool. And then definitely read her how-to on how to do this part. But what you see is what you get. It's really straightforward. She said 1 tablespoon is more than enough. And I would pretty much agree. I put a little bit more than a tablespoon, but it really doesn't take as much as I imagined it would. The main thing here is to fold it nice and tight so that way there's no open pockets. You want it to be completely sealed. So roll that shit tight. You guys know what's up. I know you do. I did not know what was up, but it worked out anyway. Look at that. I wanted to replay this shit in slow-mo. Shazam. And then dab your finger with cornstarch and water. Mix together. Make some slurry. And seal that shit. Seal it. I don't know the right amount, so I put that amount. I just put a ton, but I don't even think you need a ton. It's so perfect. Damn, that shit is so fucking good. I wish I had more. And you can freeze those. I should have made more and freeze them, but no way. I had to eat them all. Me and you, we had to split them. Yay, food. So I used canola oil. Heat it up and you'll know it's ready when your bamboo or wooden fork has bubbles around it, according to what she said, and played out pretty accurate. Since this was my last batch and the oil was, you know, used, those spring rolls darkened really fast and kind of looked a little burnt. But the first batch, I mean, it did not go by that fast. It took a couple minutes, but it still actually went by really quick. This is a really fast recipe, all things considered. So good. So these look wicked brown, taste good. The ones I made before that, less brown, just as delicious. I seriously want some right now. Damn it. Lazy! First time to make these, and they fucking came out perfect. I don't know. And I was like, not doing anything fancy. I was doing bare minimum. So make these and eat them all yourself. Enjoy. Peace the fuck out.